Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today it's Wednesday, the time is now 6:08, and the date is 17th of October 2018. The Jewish day today is the 8th of Marcheshvan, 5779. My name is Roy Peretz and I want to introduce my porn stars. So we have the fifth porn star here. Please applaud to Sasha Starr.
Hello,
Sasha. How have you been doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Did you give us? Did you read all the good news or the bad news? What do you have read?
I don't make the news. I just report on it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you don't comment on the news either. But you're glowing. I must say, you're glowing.
Hold on a second. We'll talk about sex life later. Hold on a second, Peter. So I just want to ask you. So how was this week without me?
It's never good with Archie.
nice one. You know, I wish you said it to my wife because she says, yeah, it's another time. Whatever. So, what I want to say, what do we have here? He comes to us from the deep soul. He comes to us from the deep of Hyde Park. He comes to us, the gentle giant, also known as our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. Please have applause to Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone. Nice to be here again.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Because you were complaining the whole week. The whole week you complained.
Listen, one day up, one day down, today up.
Up and down. Again, you're talking about sex. Stop it. I mean,
You said it. No one can blame me.
96 Anton Drive, running the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash. She's normally the last, but not least. The rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to applaud to Nicole.
Hi, everybody. And that just goes to show that I come ahead of everybody else.
Again, talking about sex is not here. Doesn't matter when you come or how you come. You keep it for later, guys. Just pick a plug for the lady that comes ahead of everybody else. So, what do we have more? He's our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. He's a decorated journalist. Please say hello to Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy. It's my last Wednesday night for a while.
Your last Wednesday night? But
I won't be here next month, for the next 4 weeks.
What do you mean you won't be here?
I'm going away tomorrow. I'm going overseas.
Oh,
where is it? My family in London.
And how's that? Is it nice, eh?
I'm looking forward to it, yes. I need a break.
You need a break?
I need a break. I've been working hard.
Do you take a jersey?
I'll take a hoodie and I'll take a few things. Yeah, they say it's very cold in London.
Well, it's not even started.
I know.
It's not even started.
I'm South African, so I have thin blood and I'm not...
thin blood?
South Africans develop thin blood, you see. Or is it harsh blood or whatever? Ask Eitan, he's a bloodsucker.
No, that's a woman. No, it cannot be Eitan. Can be anything else but Eitan. Well, a bloodsucker. Yeah, you say again?
Well, depends how much you push. And,
is it? Alright. So I'm going to say, she's the lady to give me a hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deep ends of Cashin in Hyde Park. She's also a jewelry person. So if anyone needs a ring or for any occasion, please call our offices on 011-325-7777. Her name is Irene Bauer.
Hey. Hello, darling. Hello, darling.
She's not here. She's at the office. She's busy shutting down the office because of our, we're doing, how do you say?
Alterations.
Improvements. Yeah. Alterations in the office, and she's going to stay there with the builders. So, basically, and Liel is not here, so, shame. He's going to go for operation just now, eh?
Yeah.
Are they gonna
how hard I make him work?
Yeah, but tell me, are they going to cut his incontinence?
Yeah, but stop kicking him physically, man.
Yeah.
Now he needs to be kicked out, otherwise he doesn't do
anything. But it's very painful over there. You see what happened.
But are they going to cut it or not going to cut it? That's what I want to know.
I think he wants him to cut it. He's in so much pain.
All right.
He's got a hernia.
A hernia?
got a hernia.
I told him, you know, if you carry very heavy woman, you will get it.
Roy, is the humor a bit below the belt?
Is it? Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. Right. As long as below the belt, it's fine.
Joke be, yeah, joke under the belt, yeah.
Yeah. Please don't forget to like us, like our Facebook page as Porn Stars on 101.9. You can also follow our short videos on Instagram as Roy Peretz or on YouTube as Roy Peretz. If you're listening from all over the world, I want you to know there's a lot of people that listening to us from all over the world except South Africa, outside South Africa, even in USA, Canada, Greece, Cyprus, Portugal, Spain, Mexico, Costa Rica, Chile, Argentina, and Israel. So there's a lot of South Africans that like to know. We talk the real things that happen in South Africa, and they really like to follow South Africa, especially the news that Sasha Star makes.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Reality radio.
Yeah, reality radio. 100%.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So basically, what news did you make today, Sasha?
What the news did I make?
All right. What did
I reported?
Okay. What did you report it?
I reported what's happening in Israel in the aftermath of the rocket attack in Be'er Sheva this morning.
Yes.
A house was destroyed. And a security cabinet meeting is said to convene very, very shortly. So we're waiting on that. There was also a terrible attack at a college in Crimea.
Is it?
Where 18 people were left dead after a student went on a rampage.
Where was that?
In Crimea.
Where's that?
Russia.
That's the piece that Russia took from
I was worried because you talked about Israel. And then I said, what is
that?
I never heard about that. I mean, it's bad, but it's bad. Yeah, and
you know what I reported on yesterday that I know you will enjoy.
What?
Every year there is chosen a word of the year. African word of the year.
So what? No, don't say this word because you know they're firing people from radio because saying this word.
No, it's very tame. It's a phrase actually. It's not
okay.
A word.
What is
it? Any guesses around the table?
Phrase.
A phrase. Oh, it's a phrase.
Yes. So this is basically what defined the year so far. What's defined 2018?
The year of the dragon.
No, not that.
What was it?
Peter, do you know?
I have no idea.
What was it? Your master? You said, what did you say? Your master?
Your master.
No, it's not that. It's expropriation without compensation.
Oh, yeah, go! I knew it. That's not
it's
bad.
A land grab. That's what it is.
So that was the word of the year, according to the, I think it's the Pan Liberation South African organization. I'll double check. In the past we've had very interesting terms, not those that you were mentioning.
All right.
But Sasha, there's so much nonsense going down, it could be anything, you know.
No, but expropriation.
This word was used 25,000 times between the 1st of January and the 15th of October.
In my lounge, it was used another 25,000 times, so it's 50,000 altogether.
No, that's because it was recorded, obviously. It's not what everybody else has said.
You know, I'll tell you something. Expropriation of land. For me to say expropriation is a big thing. So meaning, I had to listen to it 25,000 times.
It's a big word, Roy.
It is. It is an expropriation.
And I've never said it.
Can you say it once at least so we know it's going to be 25,001?
No.
What do you mean? Oh, you don't know. All right. Anyway, if you'll stay with us, you'll listen to Peter talking about new movies, and we'll give away four tickets, meaning two pairs of tickets. You'll hear Eitan trying to give us some jokes. And basically that's it. So, and tomorrow we're going to be here with a guy named Michael. So he's going to talk about the film industry and how things are going in the film industry. And Peter will be with us, will give his own input. Are you going to be with us tomorrow, Peter?
Of course I'm going to be here with...
Are you going to come with a valicha?
With what?
With a suitcase.
No, I won't bring my suitcase. I'm only due to catch a flight in the evening.
Are you flying, what, BA?
BA, yeah.
Oh, nice.
British Airways.
Nice.
Good deal.
Good deal.
Yeah, if I good say deal. Enough about it, they'll give me a free ticket.
Yeah, we're laughing, yeah? So anyway, tomorrow at 9, please don't forget, Roy and Friends. It's going to be nice, and that's it. I want to tell you a story that I had this week, and I don't know, it's not a great story, but it's a story. So once there was a little boy, he came back from home from school, and he gives him he gave him, his mom a sealed letter from his teacher. And the mother opened the letter and reading it, and she started to cry. The kid asked his mother, why are you crying? She says, she read the letter, says, she read the letter to her son, and it was written that your son is a genius, and the school is too small and too not clever to teach him, and please teach him yourself. Many years passed, the mom died, and the son came home to check, you know, the family archive, and saw the letter. Opened the letter, he read it, and the letter mentioned something altogether, something else. It says, your son is mentally retarded, we cannot teach him at all, and we our recommendation is that you homeschool your kid. The name of the kid is Thomas Alva Edison. I don't know if you know, the great inventor. Yeah. And at the time, it was one of the greatest inventors of the time. So what I say is, he wrote in his diary, Thomas Alva Edison was retarded. Thanks to his hero mom, he is a genius, he's one of the geniuses of our generation. So I just want to say that sometimes words can fix a person completely.
Okay, so what did he invent?
Electricity.
Well, what invent? Electricity. He invented the light bulb. He invented so many things. He invented a lot of things. If I didn't know him well, I'd say invent. Oh, I'm not going to say that.
he had a light bulb moment, you know, when you have the cartoons.
Yeah, he invented that.
You have the bulb above your head when you get a great idea.
Yeah, he invented that.
He must have a lot of light bulbs over his head, boy.
Yeah, that's what I say when I get an idea.
Got a light bulb moment.
Yeah, can't you see I'm shining?
I want to be.
You're always shining, my dear.
I want to be a billionaire. How's that? Who wants to be a billionaire?
As long as you're not a millionaire, billionaire club.
Thank you for staying with us. We're going to talk a little bit to Peter, and he's going to tell us about the movies, but not before we're going to put the movie thing.
The billboard.
So, billboard. Okay, call it the billboard.
Whatever, I don't know.
All right, now billboard's good. I don't know why the billboard is not coming.
But, hidden.
I know why. I actually know why. Yeah. Hold on a second.
Technical.
Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. Here you go. So, Peter, you got your billboard?
Yeah, we've heard the billboard, and I feel very at home now. There's something like 5 movies opening this week, and I had the honor of seeing 3 of the 5 opening. One of the South African movies I liked, and it's a new South African movie opening on Friday. It's called Canary.
Canary.
And it's about the apartheid era when the South African Defence Force was involved in the border wars, and they went into Angola, and there was a division, a department within the army. It was choirs and people singing, and if you didn't want to go and face the enemy and fight, you joined the choir. And the choir's job was to promote the South African Defence Force and what they were doing to safeguard the borders. And it was a very controversial era because there were a lot of people against going to the border, supporting the apartheid government. But this was a group of Afrikaans-speaking people. They were all part of the choir. And the choir went to different camps to entertain the troops. And it's about the characters in this choir. And one of the main characters is gay. And he's not sure how to play it because in the army, they're not happy about with gay people. And his idol is Boy George from Culture Club. He loves his music, and he dressed up before he went to the army, and he was very feminine. And eventually he goes into the army, and he's got the real life ahead of him, and he's got to adjust. And I must say, they really did it with style, with understanding of what it's all about. And whether you agree with what went on during that era or not, the film says a lot about the people who were forced to go to the border, people who were thrown into this turmoil created by the government of the time. It's called Canary, and I must say it's one of the best films I've seen from a South African production.
Let me stop you there. Stop you there for a second, because we're going to, every time I forget to say, but Peter's going to ask you a question, so please listen, please pay attention to what Peter is explaining, And because it's going to be a question afterwards, and then you can win two pairs of tickets or four tickets. Our WhatsApp number is 061-895-1019. The SMS number is 34519. It will cost you rents 50. So I suggest you save the buck 50 and you WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. Carry on.
The second movie, which I actually enjoyed, believe it or not, I'm a great horror fan and I love horror movies. And I like to be scared. Now, this movie is Halloween. Right. In 1978, John Carpenter created Halloween and an iconic figure named Michael Myers, who was a killer. He wore this crazy mask and he created havoc in Haddonfield in America. Jamie Lee Curtis was the only surviving character, Laurie Strode. She survived. Now, 40 years later, they've recreated this Halloween. It's a total celebration. It's a homage to Halloween.
I remember I was so scared. I was sitting on the light bulb.
You were sitting on the light bulb.
On the chandelier. I was sitting on the chandelier so scared.
And Michael Myers was incarcerated in this mental asylum. Mm. He was chained. He never spoke to anybody. But the state had to move him and a couple of other inmates to another location. And during this transportation, he's on this bus. The bus has an accident, very convenient, and he escapes. And he finds his way back to Haddonfield. I don't know how. He had no money, and he was crazy. He ends up in Haddonfield, and he's going to confront Laurie again. And this is the film, the final confrontation between this character and Michael Myers. I think it was very well done. They create a lot of energy. It's very atmospheric. It's very tense. And I think people who enjoyed the first Halloween will enjoy this one. I mean, there have been so many sequels after the first Halloween, which were all rubbish. But this one stays true to the nature of what Halloween was all about. Then another remake, Roy. Now, I can't understand why Hollywood keeps making remakes. You know, they're not coming up with any new ideas.
That's exactly why.
Because they like it.
There are no new ideas.
Okay. Now, they've come up with Papillon. Now, Steve McQueen, right?
Yeah, that was
and
one of
Dustin
the
Hoffman were compelling. It was an amazing movie. It was made in 1973. Now they've come up with another version. They've changed it slightly. They've got Charlie Hammond playing the Steve McQueen role. It's not compelling. It's very boring.
Really?
They end up in Devil's Island. You know, Papillon was a safecracker. He was French.
Yes.
They named him Papillon because he had a butterfly.
Butterfly tattoo.
And he used to run away from the scene.
From everywhere. Like,
yes, right.
Pete, yes. Just a small question. Yes. Is he eating a cockroach?
No.
You see, that was the most interesting part.
And it there was a lot of graphic violence. The language was rougher. The atmosphere was there. They're on the island. It's muddy. It's rainy. It's terrible. But they didn't get the essence of what the original was all about. And to me,
it was written by Henry Schreier. It was one of the best movies, books I have ever read.
Yes.
The movie was, for me, even though it was Dustin Hoffman and Steve McQueen, was a disappointment because the book was so much better. And let me tell you, I know it was one of the best movies ever. And there was actually two books. There was The Papillon and it was Banco.
Yeah.
There was a second book.
Yeah, that's right.
Papillon, and well, they were amazing.
It's very difficult when you're reading a book to visualize it on film.
Yeah.
I think they're two different mediums and you cannot really compare the two because the theater of the mind, you create your own character when you read about it.
Exactly.
And then when you see how the directors attach the character and who he's got to act it, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
There are very few films from the book translated to the screen that actually work. But when they do, it can be amazing.
Yeah.
In those days, they used to make shorter movies than they're making today.
That's like right.
Lord of the Ring. I love Lord of the Ring. Yes. Well, it's not 100% the books, but they put much more. Because they broke it and they made longer movies.
That's right.
They used to make a much shorter movie. They used to pick bits and pieces, change it to be okay on the movie, and that's why it was disappointed. And I was lucky to see the movie before I read the book, so
yes.
It was somehow, you know, I could swallow it.
I mean, Papillon is over 2 hours long. It's an endurance test.
The new one as well.
Yeah, no, the new one I'm talking about.
Because the old one was about 2 hours.
Yes, but you had this relationship, the chemistry between Hoffman and McQueen. There's no chemistry here but between the two leads. There's nothing going on.
Highly not suggestible, that's what you're saying.
Well, I didn't enjoy it that much, I must say. Right. Then there was a film called The Hate U Give.
The Hate U Give.
Yeah, it's about a character named Star Carter who's constantly switching between two worlds. It's the poor, where she works in the neighborhood, and then she attends a very upmarket school. And then this uneasy balance between these two worlds is shattered when she sees her best friend being shot by a policeman. And she gets very angry. And it's what's happening in L.A. It's what's happening in America, where the police are going out and they're shooting unarmed people. And this film crystallizes what has been happening. Her friend is black. The police officer is white. And there's crazy things go on. It's called The Love, The Hate U Give.
The Hate U Give.
Yeah. And then the final movie, which I didn't see, it's called Titan. It's about a new planet. And they are going to move the population off Earth to this new planet.
I don't mind. As long as they're open places so we can open pawn shops there, then
you
it's fine.
You can open
yeah.
pawn shops there. Yeah. But what they're doing is they're creating a new population there.
Yeah.
And they are mixing DNA with animals so they can survive. And it just goes crazy.
Yeah, because everyone thought that that was a good idea.
Yeah, can you imagine?
We've seen way too many movies.
Ah, right. So there are your movies, Roy. My question,
Titan, Titan.
My question to our lovely listeners.
Yeah.
And listen is who carefully. Is the actress who plays Laurie Strode? Yes. In Halloween.
Do you want to hear a lovely story about Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween? A few months ago at San Diego Comic-Con, she was promoting the film, so she was on stage. And a gentleman in the audience went up to ask a question, but he didn't ask the question. Instead, he said that Jamie Lee Curtis had saved his life.
No.
Exactly. Oh. So he detailed how intruders had come into his home. And he basically did exactly what Jamie Lee Curtis's character did in the film, which is, I think, run out screaming or something along those lines. And that's what he did, and that's how he survived the attack.
Can I tell you something? She was interviewed this week on the Graham Norton show.
Yes.
She's great. She was very funny. And she described this guy who spoke about how...
She was reduced to tears afterwards.
I know. And they had Jeff Goldblum on. He's now released a new album. Can you imagine? He plays the piano, Roy, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, yeah. Does he?
Yes. He's an artist. He's a musician. I mean, it's hidden talent. He's very cool.
You know
how
many hidden talents I've got? I'm still looking. I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you when
you haven't found them yet.
No, I haven't found
them. Right, Roy, just let me mention to our listeners that these comps are for the regular 2D and 3D cinemas and the VIP. But you cannot use them for the Extreme and the 4DX. Or go to a movie on the week of release. You can't book online using these vouchers. You've got to actually be at the box office. And you've got to mention to them that this is a complimentary, you're a complimentary winner from Chai FM. Because people are booking online and getting vouchers and they're paying for it. So it just confuses the person at the box office. And all T's and C's do apply. So please remember, if you're a winner and we contact you. Thanks, Roy.
It's absolutely a pleasure. Thank you for the question. Guys, don't forget 061-895-1019 or you can SMS us on 34519. It will cost you $1.50. And, that's where we are now. So, I just want to bring you back to a little bit to, this time it's going to work properly. So, this is Stevie Wonder for you. Thank you for staying with us, and I hope you like that song from
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder still wonders, huh? You know that. He still wonders. I can see a smile on you. Still wonders, I'm telling you. So anyway, the time is now, but what? 6:41. It's 19 minutes to 7. We've got 19 minutes to talk so much. So we've got so much crap to say. crap is all right. Can we say crap?
Yeah. Crap we decided is, that it's all right.
Krepalach, krepalach. Krepalach.
It's not krepalach.
Krepalach.
Like,
so, yeah. So there's someone saying yeah, expropriation without compensation is just an excuse to bring about socialism. It is, I know what it is, but it's ha-ra, ha-ra, ha-ra. So,
right.
To Israelis around, you know what it is. that's nice one. So let me tell you something. It was this guy sitting at the bar crying. I asked him, what happened? He says, about 4 months ago, my auntie died and she left me 100,000 rands. He says, oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, I'm so sorry. He says, oh, don't worry about it. About 3 months ago, my grandmother died. She left me 100,000. Oh, I'm so sorry. How many bad things in your family? I'm so sorry. Last month, my father died and he left me 100,000 rands. He said, oh, you know, I wish you and your family long life. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But why are you still crying? He says, this month, nothing. You like?
Yeah. I've got for you a story from my childhood.
Yeah.
So when I was young, I used to pray to have a bicycle. To
pray
bicycle,
like pray
to
or
pray,
pray
to God. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. I used to believe.
Pray to God. Oh, yeah.
I prayed to God to have bicycle. Then I understood that God doesn't really work this way. So I went and I stole bicycle. Then I prayed for forgiveness.
Okay, so I've got a story for you. So we say we lost our ability to love. We actually lost our ability to laugh on the difference between man and woman. Dad, you know, so there was those adults taking a computer class. You know those people that want to learn computers when they're like 70. Anyway, no, I'm not saying 70, like 30, 40 year olds.
I know a few people that should just
sorry?
Go to those.
What?
I know a few people that should probably go to those classes.
Is it, are you talking about your dad or mistaken? Because you're pointing with your eyes at your dad. So does it mean he doesn't know nothing about computers? Do you know anything about computers, Moshe?
I'm learning.
You're learning.
It means he calls
is he a good
me
learner?
There is a big sign next to the start button.
Country.
Push here.
I can be in a different country and he'll ask me something.
So just a second, how do you watch sex if you don't know computers? How do you watch porn? There's no answer on this side.
What
he
you're
doesn't
saying.
Answer.
I don't want to know the answer to that.
No. I know it's father and daughter thing, but I just wonder. I mean, there's no porn without computer. That's why they close.
He's still reading Bull.
A Bull. All right. So basically what I say is we lost our ability to laugh at the difference between woman and man. And there was adults taking a computer course in college. Probably like an evening course. And after a few weeks of teaching them, the professor wanted to have some fun with the class. So he asked them to divide. Half the class go to the left, half the class, which is women, go to the left, and half the class, which is men, go to the right. And he says, I want you to sit 10 minutes and come back with the answer. Why do you, must we call a computer a woman in a woman name, in a feminine name, or must we call the computer in a manly man name? So after about 10 minutes, he says to the men, the men was voted unanimously to refer to a computer in a feminine gender. So they came back with like this. Okay, they had 4 points. So first point was the reason the computer you have to be referred as in a feminine manner is because no one but the creator can understand their logic. Makes sense. The second one was when computers communicate with each other, they speak in the language no one understands. I know you guys laughing at all. All right. The third one is every mistake you make is stored in the hard drive and it's for later use. Am I right? There's a computer. Yeah. It must be feminine. Yeah.
Never forget it.
Yeah, never forget it. No, yeah. Never forget it. As soon as you commit to one, you find yourself spending a lot of money on accessorizing it.
Yeah.
All right. Now don't laugh too much because the woman come back with a as well voted unanimously and they think that a man definitely a computer has to be referred to as a male and not as a female. You ask why? I'll tell you. First of all, in order to get attention, you have to turn them on. What do you think, Sashi? Yes. The second one, if you they'll have a lot of data, but still can't think for themselves. The third one, the response to help. I mean, they're supposed to help you solve problems, but at the same time, I mean, they can't, they're supposed to help you solve problems, but half the time they are the problem.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you say, as I said. And as soon as you commit to one, you realize if you waited a little bit longer, you would get a better one.
Oh, yeah. You know, you mentioned earlier the first one about the creator. Yeah. So it's this story about this great, great tzaddik in Tel Aviv.
All right.
Love of God, never did anything wrong. Sitting miserable in a winter evening on the Tel Aviv beach. And then, you know, it's like you're going to the moon. The clouds came and the thunder and the voice told him, listen, you tzaddik, saw all your life and I'm granting you a wish, whatever you want. So the man said, listen, all my life I wanted to get to see my family in the U.S.
Yeah.
There is a problem. I'm afraid of flying. I get seasick on a boat, whatever.
Seasick on a flying?
Is it possible?
Yeah, all right.
Afraid of flying. What can we do? Yeah. You know, there are people.
Yeah.
Can you build for me, you know, this road on a bridge from Tel Aviv, boom, to you guys, and so I can use my car? Sander, you know, it's anger, your voice. That's what you're asking of me, this materialistic. I thought something deeper, think better, and gave me a wish. The man think, he said, okay, I've got one. Listen, I'm married for 50 years. Please help me. I don't understand my wife. When she said, what does it mean? Can you please help me? There is silence. After 2 minutes, he said, how many lanes you want on your bridge? 2 or 4?
Yeah. You know, so I was sitting in court, and the judge were asking me, after 33 years, why did you murder your wife? I said, every day I keep on saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow.
The day I...
lazy, lazy.
You know,
lazy, I was lazy. Just lazy.
But this is in two parts. It's saying, if it weren't for marriage. So, if it weren't for marriage, women would have spent most of their adult lives arguing with complete strangers. Yeah. The man would go through all their life thinking that they have no faults.
What are you thinking? We don't have faults? I mean, what do you mean?
Well, there is always someone to tell you that you do and show it to you, yeah.
You know, this guy comes to Tel Aviv and they took him to the Moscovitz Auditorium.
Yeah.
So anyway, he sees the beautiful acoustic over there and the structure. It's unbelievable. So he goes to the two guys and said, tell me, was this Moscovitz Auditorium named after the great scholar Jack Moscovitz? Says, no, it was named after the Mr. Abraham Moscovitz, the writer. So he says, what did he write? A check.
That's a good one. Yeah.
You know, something for everyone to understand about life is very important. You shouldn't be sad and upset when a bird crap on your head.
Yeah?
Can you say crap?
We decided
that we can. You need to be very happy that cows don't fly.
Poo, it works, poo.
Poo, all right. Yeah. So you need to be just happy that cows doesn't fly. So always find positive.
So anyway, so we were sitting with my wife and having a beer and having a drink, basically, my wife. And I said, you know, I love you. And she said to me, are you talking to me or is that the beer talking to me? I said, no, it's me talking to the beer.
You know, two friends are meeting after years they didn't meet. So the one telling the other, so Joe, what with this great love of yours, Liz? He said, it's all finished. He said, what? What happened? We got married.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Sex is not the answer. Sex is the question. Yes is the answer.
Good one.
A man was invited to his friend for a supper. And they sitting over there, and his wife, you know, serving and everything, and the friend, oh my love, oh my darling, thank you darling, thank sweetheart, baby, this, that, this. And one time she's going to the kitchen, and the man said, wow, you probably in love with your wife, so honey, sweetheart, he said, what can I do? I forgot her name.
And so this guy was telling me that his daughter broke a glass, and from a shock, from the shock of breaking the glass, she cried and cried and cried. And it reminded me of a father that is still crying.
You know, you love Chuck Norris, huh?
And yes. I liked it. I like him, yeah?
Me
so,
too.
You know, he kissed a girl once.
Yeah.
And she's still blushing to today. We call it sun.
A guy sitting in the Dead Sea. And, you know, he's sitting on the beach on Dead Sea and busy fishing. So, you know what? There's no fish in Dead Sea. So that was, yeah, that's proper. There's no fish in Dead Sea.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there. So, anyway, a guy walks next to me, said to him, you know, what are you doing here? He says, I'm fishing. I need to feed my family. And he says, the guy sees it. He says, give him 200 shekel. And he walks away. We felt bad for the guy. As he walks away, I said to him, tell me, do you know there's no, he shouted, the guy said, do you know there's no fish in Dead Sea? He says, what do you mean there's no fish? You're my third one.
You know, a guy walked into his office late to work. The boss is catching him. He said, where have you been? Why are you late? He said, no, don't ask. There was a guy. He lost 200 rent note. He said, ooh, that's very nice. You helped him to find it. He said, no, I was standing on it.
So with Dacha legalized, and petrol is so expensive, apparently it's going to be another 40 cents. What do you say?
Just now,
actually,
yeah,
another 40 cents.
Yeah.
End of the month.
This is what we're looking at.
Yeah, so with Dacha legalized and petrol so expensive,
I
now.
Know exactly what you're going to say.
Now you can stay at home and still go on a trip.
You know, blonde is telling her, a blonde friend, listen, don't tell everyone, but I'm terrified of bees. So the other one said, don't worry, I'm terrified of the all alphabetic.
So this wife says to her husband, as she comes out of the bathroom, she says, come, shut the curtains. I don't want the neighbors to see me naked. I said, don't worry. If they see you naked, they'll shut up the curtains themselves.
So this blonde patient coming to the doctor, complete, like, exhausted. You don't understand. She can hardly stay awake. He tell her, you're so exhausted. What happened? She said, listen, your nurse called me yesterday. She told me, remember to come tomorrow for blood tests. So I prepared myself all night. I was reading.
Good one, Ethan. That's not a bad one. I must say, but I'm going to put a song now because I think people had enough listening to you. And to me. So, what do you like?
A good one.
I wanted to put AC/DC, but what I'm going to put is, something really, really special. For me, it's special. Hopefully you like it. And if not, who cares? So this one is, let me tell you, this is Let It Be, but one of my favorites, really one of my favorites. Why doesn't it play? Why doesn't it? Ooh, Let It Be by Tom Jones. And, what can I say? What can I say, guys? I'm going to say goodbye. This is, the time is on 6:58. And,
remember tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow at 9:00. Yeah, we've got a guest by the name of Michael. He's a producer. And, he's going to talk to us about how to make films. How do you do that? How do you make, ugly people look pretty? Whatever. I don't know. It's going to
actually. The right angle.
Yeah, the right.
Remember the movie.
The right angle. Yeah, the angle of engagement. Tell me. So, okay, today, by the way, I just want to say quickly, Eminem, born today in 1972, so he's 46 years old. He's 46 years old, you know? Eminem, 46, believe it or not. You know what's his real name? His real name is Marshall Bruce Mathers III.
Yes, M and M.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Marshall because, Mathers.
Because
Marshall
they normally Mathers. Spell his name E-M-I-M. Yeah, whatever. So, yeah, and I love him. He's really, really a great guy. And Norm MacDonald. You remember Norm MacDonald? He's a really, really funny actor.
I know Ronald.
Actor. He's a comedian. Norm.
I know Ronald.
McDonald. Oh, no. Do you know Big McDonald?
No,
Big Mac. Yeah. All right. Eva Knievel was born today as well.
Yes, he was.
He was born today, and he died a long time ago. He died already. Yeah. I wanted to talk about all those things. And Rita Hayworth was born today as well. She died in 1961. And, sorry. When did she die? She died in 1987. Sorry, guys. She died in 1967. And Bill Hudson. Bill Hudson is the husband of Goldie Hawn. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it from us for today. I want to wish from part of us have a good weekend, good Shabbos.
Shabbat shalom.
And from the rest of us, like me and Moshe, we're going to see you tomorrow. So I want you to have a great, great evening. I want you to have a great evening. And that's it, guys. What can I say? So let's put a nice song. Where's a nice song?
Cheerio, be safe, guys.
I can help. Is it a song?